There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You know the time when we would tell you about things going on after work this week, events that you could go out to, because during the holy month, it gets really quiet in the city with new events. There are no new events happening. So we thought, what can we do? Let's introduce people to some new music. We love music, don't we?
I love this, and it's always nice to discover new music. I feel like sometimes you hear a lot of the same stuff on the radio. It's good to mix it up.
I don't think any of the songs that we play for you in this segment are songs that you would hear on any other station in Dubai.
Okay.
Just saying, we're unique, you know. So we've chosen two new albums each and a song from each of them for you. So first up, I would like to start with a bit of American folk rock, if that's all right.
You have my interest.
I surprise myself every week with this because I go through lots of songs and I go, no, awful. And I think, what is music coming to today? And then I find things and I go, what genre is this in? Because I'm really bad at genres. I'm like, I like American folk rock. That's really unusual, but I do. And she's called Brandi Carlile. Have you heard of Brandi Carlile?
I think I'm getting her confused with like an 80s ballad.
No, she's super young.
Okay.
I'm guessing mid to late 20s.
Huh, no, I haven't.
So she's on my radar because this weekend she released a video for a song called Hold Out Your Hand on Friday. And it was filmed at the March for Our Lives in Seattle. And she was performing there live. She was a pretty big deal. She's also been on Ellen. And she was there performing live as infuriated young adults came out to protest against the lack of action regarding gun violence by the US Congress and by the Washington State legislators. So I was watching this video over the weekend thinking, she's really good. Brandi Carlile's new album is called By the Way I Forgive You. And the song that I want to play for you from it, she performed on the Ellen Show recently. It's not the one that she did in Seattle. She's up for 3 Americana honours and awards. And one of the songs that she's up for Song of the Year for is this one. I think you're going to really like it. Let us know if you do. It's called The Joke. It's by Brandi Carlile.
You're feeling nervous, aren't you, boy? With your quiet voice and impeccable style. Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them live for while they can. Let them spin. Let them scatter. Don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then place you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared.
Brandi Carlile. That's called The Joke. She was born in 1981. She's 2 years younger than me. She's amazing. I really, really like that. A lot of you did not, though. One of the worst things I've ever heard. Someone else said, painful. Do you think so?
I loved it. But yeah. I enjoy a little bit of folk music. You know, you got to be in the right mood for it.
I think so, but you are taking us in an entirely different direction now, aren't you?
I am. I'm excited about this. We're looking at Gorillaz are back with a very different sound. Humility is off their upcoming album, The Now Now, that's going to be out June 29th. And so we were talking a little bit about this during the break. I thought I was just not music smart about this, but the four-member virtual band is led by Damon Albarn, of course, Blur frontman, who is in fact the only permanent contributor, and it features collaborations with a lot of other musicians. I always thought the four animated characters corresponded to real people, musicians.
I would have thought they represented the band members.
Yeah.
And that's why they're in the cartoon.
Well, what's really fun about this, they're all fictionalized characters. And for this album, they've got a new member. So Albarn explains that.
Yeah, we needed to get a new bass player. So we got Ace from Powerpuff Girls. That has actually happened. The Powerpuff Girls have given permission for Ace to be joining Gorillaz, not necessarily on a permanent basis, but while
So The Now Now is their sixth studio album. It follows their 2017 release Humans, which had 24 featured artists. This time around, there are 11 tracks on the album, and Albarn has already revealed that there are fewer contributors this time around. He's doing a lot more of the singing. This is Humility. It features jazz guitar legend George Benson, and it's got a really it's got a really feel good vibe to it.
Can't wait to hear it.
Calling the world from isolation. Right now, that's the ball where we be trained. And if you're coming back to find me, you better have good aim. Shoot it true, I meet you in the pictures while I call.
Gorillaz, that's a brand new track from their brand new album. I really like that.
Yeah, you don't really think of summer jam when you think of Gorillaz, but I think that qualifies.
That is a sunbed, headphones in, looking out to sea 2 months ago when it was cooler.
Yeah.
This is The Ticket.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you've joined us right in the middle of the new review. We're doing this in place of Live Weekend throughout Ramadan. We are introducing you to some new albums that we thought you might like. I think we've had definitely one fail with Brandi Carlile. Not a lot of people liked it. Gorillaz, people have been quiet about, which says to me a few people were like, okay, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
That's a good feel-good sound.
So you've had those two so far. What have you got for your second choice, Ona?
Okay, I think this one's going to be a little bit polarizing potentially as well. This is an artist I just recently discovered. I'm really digging her sound. She's called Sudan Archives. It's a one-woman act. She was born Brittany Parks, but decided she didn't like her name. So when she was a teenager, her mother started calling her Sudan because of her affinity for African culture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was actually raised in Ohio.
That's cool.
But, you know, the name actually fits her sound. She's a vocalist and a violinist. She's got a really unique sort of fusion experimental sound, electronic music, you know, R&B, soul, funk elements in there as well. And she started playing the violin in grade school in Ohio. Just took sort of a year or two to get the basics and then essentially taught herself how to play by ear from there. And she was inspired by Sudanese fiddlers.
Thus, she's a genius.
Right. So, I mean, who knew? I didn't even know about Sudanese fiddlers. So this is a recently released song, Not For Sale. It's from her sophomore album, Sync, and it follows her self-titled EP that was released in 2017.
You only call me when you need something. To be free, time to spread my wings. I don't like leeches. All that nonsense gonna get back with ya. Don't got time for snitches. You're pulling me down, but you was my sister. My strings propagate through space and time, here and there at the same time. Hand images and basic rhyme. You ain't gotta be mad. Look deep and go higher when you climb. But stay out of my path, but stay out of my flight path. Never feeling lonely, only gliding, flying. Always being constantly reminded. Time is running up, don't waste your luck, sucker. This is my life, don't mix that up. This is my life, don't block the sun. This is my seat, can't you tell? This is my time, don't waste it up. This is my land, not for sale. Desert air blowing through my hair. As we blow through the square, we don't even care. Dirt roads and bare feet, tied to memories so sweet. Mesmerized men at my feet. Let's go to the top, just you and me. As the sun hides and fog takes over, I call it African November. Don't wait for me, son. Don't wait for me. Don't wait for me, summer. No, don't wait for me. My strings propagate through space and time, here and there at the same time. Hand images and basic rhyme. You ain't gotta be mad. Look deep and go higher when you climb. But stay out of my path, but stay out of my flight path. Never feeling lonely, only gliding, flying. Always being constantly reminded. Time is running up, don't waste your luck, sucker. This is my life, don't mix that up. This is my life, don't block the sun. This is my seat, can't you tell? This is my time, don't waste it up. This is my land, not for sale.
You are so winning this. You're so much harder to beat than Mark Lloyd was. Good music.
What did you think of that?
I really liked it. It's completely different. You're right. It's really different. The fiddles
right.
are unique.
And it's got a really unique sound to it. I feel like I can't place that with something else that I've heard before.
No, it's nice.
Yeah. Though she is inspired by Erykah Badu, so I could... I can see that.
Yeah,
but
it's not
a close resemblance, I don't think.
So she's called Sudan Archives, mm-hmm. if you'd like to look for her. From her brand new album there, finally today on The New Review. We're doing new music on The Ticket throughout the holy month of Ramadan, whilst the entertainment scene in Dubai completely drops off. Have you heard of Father John Misty?
I've seen the name, but I haven't actually heard any of the music.
Well, I had not heard of him, but I moved in with my friends to their villa a couple of months ago, and he's always on in the house. And I was like, who's this? You know when people, it seems like all of your friends are aware of someone,
right?
And then new on the scene. He's had 4 albums already. He's been described as rock's most fabulous miserablest.
That is such a great description.
That'd be great on a gravestone, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Oh, wonderful.
Such a good description. So his album, Favourite Customer, this is his 4th album. He had warned us that this one was a heartbreak album. It really does live up to its word. In an interview that he gave last year, he said the themes were too personal and raw to discuss. It's Father John Misty, We're Only People, and there's been a few reviews of the album in the last couple of days. It's like Bernie Taupin wrote some of the lyrics. You can hear what they mean by that. Have a listen. Do you think the same? This is Father John Misty. We're only people.
People. We're only people. There's not much anyone can do. Really. Friends, oh, I hope you're somewhere smiling.
think the end of it all may look a lot like the beginning, but passed around from hand to hand, screaming for no particular reason. The company gets pretty thin, so we start to shed all our distinctions. So why not me? Why not you?
I love the end of that song. It's just amazing, isn't it?
So beautiful.
I really like it. It's Father John Misty. That track is called We're Only People. The new review is going to be back on Thursday, by the way, if you like it, at 2:30.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.